What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshadze. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshadze, today, and I'm flying solo. And this is the last show of the year, and we're going to be talking about something that has kind of came into my life. And it's funny. It's kind of like, if you've ever heard people say, you know, you can only find love when you're not looking for it. I actually kind of feel like you can't find ikigai. You'll be like, ikigai? What are we talking about that ikigai if you're out there like just demanding for it to show up? I think it kind of shows up how it shows up. And I'm a person that's always like, try it. I'm like a number one strength for me as an achiever. And I'm always trying to force outcomes. And this has been a year where I've tried to stop forcing the outcomes. So I want you to ask yourself a question is like, you know, what is your motivating force? You know, what's something that gives you a sense of purpose and a reason for living? And for me, I think I kind of swirled around this subject because there's certain things I do that make me feel great, but by themselves don't do much for me. And I'm going to tell you the biggest one for me that is just making money, like going out and doing things just for the act of making money. Like I feel good when I do it, but I don't feel a lot of purpose. And so ikigai is a Japanese concept referring to something that gives a person a sense of purpose, a reason for living. More generally, it refers to something that brings pleasure or fulfillment. But a reason for living is a big deal. And you know, there's a lot of quotes out there around, you know, find your passion and you'll never work another day in your life. And I've heard other quotes that it's like, you know, you should not be passionate about your work. You know, don't make that the qualifier because you might do things that don't make you bring you fulfillment, right? You might, you know, like, don't try to force the passion. And so there's a lot for every, you know, look, there's a million self-help books out there that claim everything and then contradict you in one book from the next. But, you know, when we go to this idea of ikigai, right, a motivating force, something or someone that gives a person a sense of purpose or a reason for living. And, you know, as many of you know, I left my business 4 years ago in November and kind of went out. I called it going into the abyss, and I tried a lot of different things. I launched my book, launched this podcast. I started advising CEOs, started a mastermind. I launched Scale Map. And this recent year I launched a private equity company. What I didn't tell you was that what led me to each piece of that. And I will say I started off the book with just being kind of lost, right? I was 41 years old. I didn't know what the hell I was doing with myself. I just left a really big opportunity that I'd built. You know, I built TMS with my partners to being a big company, and I didn't know what I want to do with myself. I knew I didn't want to do that anymore. And then COVID hit and I was stuck in my house. I did the book launch, and part of the book launch was I started a live stream, which became this podcast. But you know, if anyone that does podcasting or books knows that those in of themselves don't really, those are not, some people are great at these and they make a lot of money at them. I'm just maybe not one of those people. And I'm also, it's not going to probably make me the type of money that's going to make me feel fulfilled. Maybe in the long run, who knows, you know, we'll see, but it hasn't yet. And I've been doing this for a couple of years now, and it sure as heck didn't when I started. So yeah, like that didn't do it for me. So I then kind of haphazardly got into advising CEOs. I got really into that, but knew really quickly that it lacked one element that was really important for me, which was this idea of building enterprise value. You know, a lot of people will build personal brands and that's their enterprise value. For me, it just didn't feel the same. I had built a big enterprise before. I knew what that felt like. I liked certain parts of that a lot. I developed a lot of skill sets around doing that and enjoyed it and loved the process. And I was obsessed with it. And then to leave that left a huge void. And I kept trying to fill it with all these different things. And I'd read, you know, not this past year in 2023, but in 2022, I started reading a lot. Former guest on the show, good friend of mine, Eddie Perez, got me into reading. And one of the first books I read was Ikigai, you know, and it was talking about really, you know, finding your passion and purpose. And, you know, when you look at these Ikigai charts, if you can Google Ikigai, I-K-I-G-A-I, it's where love, mission, and passion all come together. And there's ideas around what's your profession, vocation. It's like, what do you love and what will people pay you for when they come together as your Ikigai? And, you know, I think, especially if you're like myself, where like, I would say I'm like, I have a talent for business. You know, I've built it over many years. I've honed that talent. And so there's a lot of things I can do to generate revenue, and, you know, people will pay me to do a lot of different things. Which makes this even harder. Some people are like, oh, people won't pay me to do anything. Well, the Yuriki guy may be a little easier to find. But when people pay you to do a lot of different stuff, and look, anyone that's listening to the show is probably a pretty talented person. There's probably a lot of people willing to pay you to do a lot of different things. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and Supply and Demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Darius. So when you have a lot of options, sometimes it's hard to figure out, well, where am I going to be passionate, and, you know, where can I like create commercial value or value in the world that I feel satisfied by? Maybe it's not money. Maybe it's just change in the world that you're trying to create and that you feel passionate about, and money's not important to you. For me, it just happens to be, that's a needle that has to move. And I was working with a former guest on the show who was my coach, Dr. Jeff Spencer. We started like kind of assessing, you know, this work we did 3 years ago, right when I kind of was coming out of the exit. And, you know, I started thinking, I said, you know, I'm really like, I'm like a 40% artist, 60% CEO, you know, like I have to be creative, which is, again, one of the reasons I like doing the show. But I have to have that commercial like taste. I got to go build something. I got to, you know, I like to play big. I like to raise money. I like to, you know, go and have sophisticated conversations. I like to, today I ripped through a 96-page operating agreement with my attorney that we were reveling. I like that process. I enjoyed it. Some of you might have just heard me say that and you threw up in your mouth. I loved it. I like having those conversations. I like negotiating. I like working with team members. I like, you know, figuring out hard problems. That stuff turns me on. And I like to get commercially rewarded for it, which I didn't get in of itself just being an advisor. So if, when I started doing the advising, it just, you know, and I still do it. I love it in small doses, I realized, but in big doses, it didn't do it. So then I said, okay, well, let me try to convert this to a mastermind, which had a great group of people that go through the mastermind. You know, we're talking 30, 40 different CEOs. But it wasn't exactly what I needed. But what I noticed, and what Jeff said when I worked with him, was that, you know, and I love Jeff Spencer, he said, action organizes. So each step, each of those steps I just named, and we're talking about four or five different steps, from leaving my business to starting the book launch, to doing the podcast, to starting to coach, to doing the mastermind, to starting private equity. I mean, these are six different iterations in 4 years. it led me to where I'm at right now. And one of the things I noticed is when I did end up doing what I'm doing right now, it felt right. It had all the right elements. It had all the right ingredients. And I've been working like crazy. Like I sleep right now. I don't know. I mean, right now it's 11 o'clock at night when I'm shooting this. I got to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm sleeping 4, 5, 6 hours a day right now, which for me is not enough. 8's the right number. And I'm not tired throughout the day. I'm energized. And I was having a drink with my good friend, Chris Taylor, this afternoon. And we were talking about the good stress, right? And I'm in that moment right now where I'm having that good stress. So I want you to think about yourself and like, what is it that when you have that good stress, what is it? Because I didn't have the language. He said it to me today. And I didn't have the language to realize the good stress, in my opinion, is where that ikigai is for some folks, for people like me that like to be in those like intense environments, like it thrives in that intense. Now, some of you might be like, hey, I don't like the good stress, right? That's too much. I want to chill. And if that's you, you're probably not listening to this show. But me, I like the good stress. I enjoy it. You know, and I hadn't had the good stress for a while, 5 years probably, really. And here I am having it. And I was like, oh shit, that's ikigai. It's that good stress. It's what Ray Dalio talks about when he says struggling well. So I want you to start thinking to yourself, where do I have that good stress? Where do I struggle well? Where are the things where that passion and purpose and you know, my belief all come together, where I'm being paid for it, where I'm stressing out, but it's a good stress and I'm building and I'm feeling purposeful in what I'm doing. Because I do believe that good stress is a really interesting indicator that you're in that ikigai. And it's something I just realized this evening as I was, you know, just kind of like working through what do I want to talk about on the show. And I was talking about this idea of finding your ikigai too when I was teaching at UT. So that's actually what kind of prompted the subject. But it's really having that good stress tells you you're there. Because again, it's having that passion and purpose and creating results and being paid for it, for me at least, is important. And that's where I know, hey, I'm good at this. I'm professional. It's my vocation. It's what the world needs. I know I'm creating value. I'm feeling that good stress. I'm here. So in 2024, I wish for you to find that good stress, find your ikigai. Again, what is that motivating for? Something or someone that gives a person a sense of purpose or reason for living. And for me, I'm here right now. I'm finding it. I'm living it. I'm loving it. And I wish for you the same. With that said, make it an amazing 2024. You're going to hear this episode right before the new year. So I wish you and your loved ones a happy 2024. And to finding more ikigai in that good stress. Peace out, everybody. We love you.
You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. Appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's my lover.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests. like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Daymond John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or YAP, like it's often called by my YAP fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.